Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Osama bin Laden, the right to appear in a U.S. courtroom. You are clothing Osama bin Laden with a protection.
All right, and Brooke Baldwin's with me. And I understand okay. You've got a little...
I think they are pro-American, but not to the extent that...
Disgusting.
You're causing a disturbance.
Famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that sort of takes you through the looking glass here. The Alice in Wonderland trip through talk radio. Not your dad's talk show, that's for sure. 877-876-PHIL is our number. And every night we hold forth here. America. What we do, basically, is we take this whole thing, we flip it on its head. Going to be in New York this weekend with my comrades, my compatriots in the talk radio biz, and I'm going to be on a panel. I don't know what the hell I'm supposed to say. I'm sure they'll tell me. But we'll be visiting New York for a very brief stay this weekend. And it's great, always great, to be in New York City. Our website, www.philhendryshow.com. That's www.philhendryshow.com. So you can check out the show as we perform it. In fact, if you go over there, you'll look at a live streaming video of our show right this very instant and watch us do our thing. And tomorrow there will be downloadable audio of the entire show. Our archives, if you want to download the Phil Hendry Show, you can do that over there at philhendryshow.com. All of the shows that we've done. Go ahead and do that. So the Riel Hunter and John Edwards situation continues to, it just continues to sort of spiral. I wouldn't say out of control, but it's going places, man. I don't think I've ever seen a politician go to these places before. I mean, it's like the cat is sort of proud now of the fact that he has this relationship, with this woman. And she is now, Riel Hunter is now giving, interviews. At GQ, there's a photo spread, if you'll pardon the expression, of her there. And I shouldn't say spread, but, it gives the wrong impression. It's a photo spread, but it's nothing that's going to be shocking anybody. So there she is. Now let's listen here. We're going to be listening to some audio of her in this interview. Now, this is the writer, actually, who interviewed Riel Hunter. Then we're going to have a gentleman on who is actually looking to stop this coverage or to have it mitigated in some fashion, the coverage, that is, of John Edwards and Riel Hunter and their affair and the ongoing weirdness that it is. Here is the individual that interviewed this woman for GQ magazine.
How does Johnny, as she refers to him, Riel refers to John Edwards, feel about her doing this interview?
Well, she said he was fine with it, that he thought she should talk if she wanted to. And she also claims that he never told her not to talk to the press.
Why is she talking now?
You know, it's been several years of people defining her. And what was interesting to me when we first started talking was Riel really wanted to put the whole story out there. She wanted an expansive interview. She kept saying she wanted her words to be her words, unspun, unfiltered. So I think she cared very much about putting her truth out there.
This writer is named Lisa DiPaolo.
But it's interesting because she talks about her unconditional love for him.
She also talks about the relationship in the present.
Yeah,
it's not like that relationship that occurred. It's the relationship that is. So, which raises the question, what is the relationship right now?
I think the short answer is they're together, but I think it depends on how you define together. I don't know that it's a conventional together, but she talks about the fact that she loves him very much.
Yeah, she says, I do know that I will love him, that I love him, right. And love is till death do us part. Though when you ask her if there's going to be a fairy tale ending, right. The response is, I want whatever life brings
me. Right. And when I asked her, do you think you'll live happily ever after with him? She said, I don't know. And I don't think she does know.
All right. So there's the backstory or the front story. On the line with me is Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, who is seeking at least some kind of suppression or gag order of the coverage of John Edwards and Riel Hunter. And Mr. Bozell, good evening.
Good evening.
So, sir, you have, along with your attorney, Dolores Blazingame, in Riverside, California, you're seeking to suppress or gag further coverage because you consider this coverage of Mr. Edwards and his mistress or his girlfriend offensive.
Pretty much,
that I think covers it. I mean, we consider it offensive to the community, particularly men. We feel that our right to privacy is being abused, that our married lives are being invaded.
What do you mean your right to privacy?
The right to privacy that we're talking about is our right to have our marriages and have our relationships with our wives, who we are faithful to. We're not going out and cheating on our wives. We're living our lives according to, you know, in my belief system, according to the Bible, and other men too. And John Edwards, on the other hand, has invaded my privacy. He's a married man who went out and got himself a girlfriend. He knows that he is a well-known man, and so as a well-known man, he's going to have press is going to be covering every move that he makes, and eventually, if he makes a misstep, press is going to be covering that too. He knew that. He knew that if he made a misstep and it got into the press, and these sex tapes, apparently he made a sex tape with her, is going to come out. They're going to be commenting on the sex tape, and the next thing that we're all aware now is, you know, this man, we've been told, a former senator from North Carolina, we know the size of his manhood, you know, how well endowed he is and all this. And now she's talking on GQ magazine about what a great lover he is and everything else. So this is just throwing into the face of every married man, every man who's faithful to his wife. It just throws up into his face what some other married man is doing, and everyone in the world is hearing all about his, how well endowed he is and how hot he is in bed and all this, and it invades our privacy. It also I think makes us look, in the eyes of a lot of people, makes us look like fools to still be with our wives. Well, he's
out. Well, I want to interrupt you, Mr. Bozell. When you say it makes you look like a fool, how is that?
Well, I think it makes us look like fools. I know it makes me look like a fool that I'm still with my wife, and I'm faithful to her, and I don't know that anyone cares about that. All they care about is how big John Edwards, you know, they've been reporting about that, and about his having an affair with this woman. So it seems to me that we've had our privacy invaded. And
again, I don't mean to keep interrupting you, but I don't think you're very clear when you say that your privacy has been invaded.
Well, my attorney could explain a lot better, but
maybe I should be talking to her about this. Would you rather I do? I mean, just about those areas of this?
No, I can explain it. I just think that I think when I'm comfortable with my wife, my wife is comfortable with me, and suddenly John Edwards is reported in the news as to having well endowed, and that he's great in bed. We already know that John Edwards is attractive to women, and that women out there, including a lot of our wives, are probably think he's very good looking, and there's probably a lot of women that want to sleep with him. Now, in addition to the pressure in our marriages of having our wives know how, you know, good looking he is, now they're also finding out that he's endowed and he has one, and also that he is hot, and apparently he goes like a, you know, he goes forever and ever more. So this invades our privacy in that it now puts John Edwards in my bedroom.
Really?
In a figurative sense, yes, sir.
Because you feel that all of this reporting about John Edwards, his prowess, his endowment, so on and so forth, is some kind of a pressure on your marriage because the wives and...
Well, yes, sir, and all the women out there, you know, on some level, a lot of women do want to sleep with him. I mean, even married women, they're not gonna, they don't think they've got a shot at it, so they'll fantasize about it.
Well, you're saying all married women want to sleep with John Edwards?
I think they think about it, but I know they know that they don't have a shot. They haven't got a prayer, so they will allow themselves. So why must married men have to put up with the added pressure, knowing that our wives are now thinking about John Edwards and his big, you know, blankety blank, and how good he is in the sack? That puts pressure on us sexually. Okay, and it's an invasion of my privacy.
All right, I think I understand where you're coming from when you say that, when you put it that way, that John Edwards, all of this intimate reporting about him, you're talking about how the wives or the women of America may be attracted to him, and so it puts pressure on you guys as married men because they're thinking John Edwards is fantastic. Let me ask you, also mentioned that you were abused.
I didn't say I was abused.
But you said that you feel this reporting is offensive, and that your right to privacy was being abused. I guess that you kind of answered that.
Well, I mean, Mr. Henry, the news of the sexual exploits of this man is so pervasive that I can't even say. I'll give you an example. I said I'd like to have a gag order, and people were laughing about, you know, the gag order. And then I got it. It's okay, you know, because how big he is and everything. So you can't even talk about John Edwards and Riel Hunter without it being enormous amount of pressure on marriages all over this country. Because it humiliates a man about his penis size. It puts through men having to compare themselves to him. And he's a United States senator in bed and everything. It's pressure because our wives read about it, and they already are interested and curious about seeing it, and what's he all about?
All right, Mr. Bozell, so this is a gag order or a suppression of information about the John Edwards affair with Riel Hunter because you feel it humiliates men, it is an invasion of the privacy of men, that it unfairly tempts, would you say, married women?
I don't think it tempts them. So.
But it makes them compare.
Yeah, I think that married women out there compare their husbands to what they think, what they imagine how, you know, or how big, or I don't know how you want to put it, but how big, huge everything is with him, with John Edwards, yeah. And so, yeah, and I'd say that I think I had the support of all the married men out there. Maybe this could be a class action suit, although I don't want to go that way, because I think that married men have to put up with the added pressure knowing he's got this big, you know what.
Well, but then again, there's married men out there that have a big you know what too, you know.
I understand that, but there's also ones that don't, and so I guess I should. Are you saying you do, or
you know what, sir? That's, I don't want to discuss that. Okay, we're talking here with Mr. Stephen Bozell.
I apologize. But that's my point. You don't know.
All right. No, I understand. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Mr. Stephen Bozell right now. He's looking to have the coverage of John Edwards' affair limited or at least eliminated because this information about Edwards' exploits in the bedroom and his physical attributes is humiliating to men and tempting to the wives and the girlfriends. And an invasion, basically, of their privacy. 877-876-PHIL is the number here. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
On the line with me is Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, who is looking to suppress legally through his attorney some kind of a gag order, suppress coverage of John Edwards and his girlfriend, Riel Hunter. You mentioned that this coverage of their affair is offensive. It's an invasion of marriages, particularly the marriages of particularly the men in the marriages, because they're being comparing themselves to John Edwards and what a stud he is. You also mentioned that the wives are probably curious about John Edwards, which puts more pressure on the men.
Well, I have in the paperwork, Mr. Henry, an incident here. If you look at it's on page four under the interrogatives. You'll see there that my wife and I, April, my wife and I were watching a Elizabeth Edwards interview on television one night. It was on CNN. And that later that evening we had sex and everything, and it was very good. And I have told my attorney that my wife was obviously making a connection to John Edwards and having the sex. See?
And wait. You were watching a thing about Elizabeth Edwards.
Yes, sir, that's true. But the connection is readily made. No one cares about Elizabeth Edwards. She's the wife of John Edwards. People are going to care about him. And so my wife is looking at Elizabeth Edwards, but she's thinking about John Edwards.
And you think that's why the two of you had great sex?
I'm saying that I believe that it has polluted the marriages of countless people across this country. And that's why I'm fighting for the rights of men all over America, not just my own, that their wives are now thinking about John Edwards, not as a United States senator or as a father of, you know, five or ten, I don't know how many kids he's got, a lot of kids, but as a guy who is on a sex tape and, is, you know, everyone thinks he's so great, and we're just, what, nothing?
Well, I don't know that anybody is actually, you're making the connection, though, that John Edwards and his sexual exploits humiliates the American male.
Absolutely, yes, sir.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here. On the line in Los Angeles is Vicki. Vicki, you're on with Stephen Bozell and the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hi.
I just think
this is totally absurd. Like, obviously, Mr. Bozell is completely insecure. And what lawyer in the world would take on such a ridiculous lawsuit? Are you going to sue George Clooney and Matt Damon and Brad Pitt for being gorgeous?
I don't think I've heard about
making
no,
your
ma'am,
wife
I haven't heard.
Bed?
No, ma'am, because I haven't heard. No one has reported on the size of their manhood. John Edwards, there's a sex tape showing it and everything, and he was almost president of the United States. I think there's a big difference between a U.S. senator almost becoming president and also having a big, you know, and I don't know how else to put it.
So you're telling me that John...
The penis that is offensive to you that they're reporting on?
The fact that they have to report on it, which is then spread throughout every marriage in the country.
And how could this possibly like, hold any water at all in the legal system?
From the sense that the continual reporting of this, they have gag orders on reporting all the time. The continual reporting on this is an invasion of every marriage in America of John Edwards standing in the bedroom while you're making love to your wife.
And look at Steve. When you say that, especially when you said that you and your wife were watching the, was it Elizabeth Edwards?
Yes, sir.
All right. You're watching Elizabeth Edwards, but that your wife would suddenly make the connection between Elizabeth to John, and that's why your lovemaking was good.
So, in other words, what you're telling me is that that's impossible for a woman to...
Well, we have a woman on the line,
no,
Vicki. If you're looking
impossible.
At an interview with...
It just happens all the time.
Everybody fantasizes
during sex. It's just normal. Like, that's just normal.
That's what I'm saying. But when my wife is looking at Elizabeth Edwards, she's fantasizing about John Edwards. And right there, that's where I've got you. Because she's talking about his large size.
Part of that. 877-876-PHIL.
Oh, yeah. So my wife's going to be all excited when I come out with something fake.
That was the lady's suggestion. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Richard. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Sir, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a married man here from California. This is the first time I've ever called into a radio program. I listen to them all the time, but I just had to call in. I mean, I've been married for about 7 years. It hasn't been that long. But this is just absolutely absurd. I mean, this guy, I don't know if I'm obviously listening, but...
I don't know whether or not... I don't know why it is that I have to listen to John Edwards' sex, all of his sex tapes.
I don't know why your relationship with your wife is so insecure that it makes a difference. Does your wife not love you?
Well, are you saying to me, sir, that you don't mind John Edwards standing in your bedroom? Because I care about him standing in mine.
Not mind. He could stand naked in the doorway for all I care. It really makes not a bit of a difference.
What is that about? What is that about? What is that about?
You want John Edwards standing nude
in your room?
Our relationship is solid enough to where it does not matter. It has no difference.
Sir, are you married? I mean,
yes.
You don't mind your wife fantasizing. You want your wife looking at John Edwards with his big...
No, she... Okay. I've fantasized about large-breasted women. What's the difference?
All right, Richard, thank you for your call. We've got to take a break. 877-876-PHIL. Is your wife fantasizing about John Edwards? All this reporting about John Edwards. The Phil Hendry Show, back in a moment.
Phil Hendry.
People are laughing at me.
Phil Hendry.
It's 877-876-PHIL. We're with Stephen Bozell. This gentleman, a construction contractor from Corona, California, has, through his attorney, filed for a suppression, not a gag order, a suppression of news reporting on John Edwards and his affair with Arielle Hunter. Now, Mr. Edwards is going through a divorce. He's legally separated from his wife. You don't like the reporting because it's graphic. You say that it invades the privacy of the bedrooms of people, I guess, is the best way to put it. You say that it invades their privacy, invades your privacy as a man, and it's generally just offensive, right?
Well, not only that, but, you know, I brought this point up, and that last man that I talked to on your program here tonight, the man that I just, that was on, Mr. Henry, the phone caller?
Yeah.
He said he wouldn't mind if John Edwards was standing in the doorway naked looking at him and judging how he's, you know, having sex with his wife. I find that really, you know, I don't know if that's gay or how, you know.
Well, I think what the man was saying is it doesn't matter. He's not thinking about John Edwards, so what the hell? It wouldn't matter to him. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't think that he's being honest, because I think that women out there now know John Edwards, his physical attributes, how good he is in bed, and it's like you're there as a man, and John Edwards is judging you, saying, here's how I'd be making love to your wife if, you know, that was me, because it doesn't look too good to me.
That's what you think John Edwards is thinking.
No, what I'm saying is that is the pressure that it puts on married men.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Stephen Bozell. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Steve. You might want to think about maybe some therapy, you and your wife, because there's no way that women out there are thinking this guy, that they want to be with this guy. They're thinking John Edwards is pretty much a scumbag.
How do you know? You don't know that.
Well, I know a lot of women. We know. Are of that opinion.
Well, yeah, sure. Fact is that they're attracted to him.
Well,
sorry,
I mean,
what?
I don't know.
Yeah, they're attracted to him.
How can you say that?
Well, how do you say what you're saying? I can say that they're attracted to him.
How do you say that all women out there? Well, because I know
I've
had no women come up to me and say, you know what? Now
no,
that
you've never had
John
what, women
now
just
now
walk
that
up
John
to you. Women just walk up to you, and they just walk right up to you and give you their opinion about this. Yeah, I've done research.
You've done research.
All right, let's let the man talk.
Yes, I have. I have an attorney, and we filed papers.
You filed papers for a gag order to keep this keep the news guy. I agree with you.
Tell me all about what you think you know. Because you say women are walking up to you. That's, I don't believe that.
Let's go. All right. Well, are we having a conversation here, guys? Because I'm not hearing anything going on here. Did you call up for a reason, Frank? What's your point? Let's go. Okay. What do you want
to
say?
He's telling me it.
Hold on, Steve. Why don't you just let the man talk? Because you guys are taking shots at each other here.
There's not going to be a single woman.
Just let the man talk, okay? Go ahead, Frank.
Steve, I'm just saying you're probably looking at this it's just weird to be looking at it this way. There's no way that women out there are thinking that this guy, John Edwards...
You think it's weird, fine. You know, I don't know what to tell you. But I'm a married man. There's a lot of married men out there that are offended by this guy having his penis talked about.
All right, Frank, thanks. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show.
Let me tell you, Mr. Hendry, you've noticed there hasn't been a single woman calling up tonight who could honestly say they don't want to sleep with John Edwards. And the reason that...
Wait, hold on for a minute, man. I've heard from at least two women tonight who think what you're saying is ridiculous.
Well, but they haven't said that they didn't want to sleep with John Edwards.
You're telling me that the women that called up, they're not going to volunteer this, okay?
Well, the point is, and I think that even people would admit it if they would, they would admit it. And I think this is where I've got most of the people that have called your show tonight. They would admit it if it didn't humiliate them. And that is that I'm right about the fact that women fantasize about John Edwards.
Let's just say for a minute that you're wrong, okay?
Excuse me?
Let's just say for a minute that you're wrong, that women are not fantasizing about John Edwards.
Well, then I think there needs to be a clear statement of that. Because what's going on here...
A clear statement how? Do you want the women of America to issue a press release?
Don't be ridiculous, sir.
Well, no, I don't want to be ridiculous, Mr. Bozell, but do you want... Or should we ask our wives, are you attracted to John Edwards? And if they say no, then you're going to believe them?
Now you're calling them liars, is that it?
No, I'm not calling them liars, but you know as well as I do that women are extremely protective of men's vanity, that women will not tell us anything that they think is going to hurt us.
What do you say?
Mr. Bozell, let me finish, okay? Sir, I don't want to offend you, but you're sounding a little childish now. That you don't know that?
Know what?
You don't know that women will often say what they think we want to hear. They're not going to... Women are protective of men's vanity every bit as much as we are of theirs.
Oh, boy, you're really...
What am I doing?
Well, I mean, what are you saying?
Are you telling me that you have not, out of love and out of kindness and because you want your wife to feel good, that when she's asked you, hey, honey, do I look a little fat, you haven't said to her, no, baby, you look fantastic?
I mean, if my wife asked me, she'll say it this way, she'll ask me if her rear end's gotten outside the... We talk about parameters, and she'll ask me, has my butt gotten beyond the parameter? And I'll say, yeah, it's good, it's way out.
Oh, okay, so you don't even hold back with your wife. Huh? You don't try to protect, or you don't try to flatter her just because it might make her feel good?
I don't understand what you mean.
All right, Mr. Bozell, I won't even go there. The fact is, what I'm asking you is simply this. You know what? I forgot what I was asking you.
Well, Mr. Henry, the whole idea is...
No, I know. The women calling up and saying that they don't want to sleep with John Edwards. Let's just say women don't want to sleep with John Edwards.
Right, you already asked me that.
Okay, then what?
Well, then there needs to be a statement, and they need to say it. And that way we would feel, we'd feel gooder about it, or not gooder about it.
We'd feel better about it?
Yeah, I think we'd feel better about it, and that when we made love to our wives, we'd know that there wasn't John Edwards standing in the doorway with a smart-ass look on his face, that's all.
John Edwards standing in the doorway with a smart-ass look on his face. All right.
Mr. Henry, when you repeat what I say and then it fades out, it almost sounds like you're mocking me.
What do you mean, fades out?
You go, John Edwards fading in the doorway? Like you think I'm not a retard, but...
No, Mr. Bozell, I think you're doing the job very well yourself. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Christina. Go ahead, Christina. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Stephen Bozell.
So
you're saying I'm making myself look like a retard?
Yes, sir, if you want to use that word.
My question is, how do you know what your wife is thinking, and how do you know what other women are thinking when they're making love to their men?
Well, I think it stands to reason.
It really doesn't.
That it's possible that they're thinking about John Edwards when it's been in the news every day.
A lot of women, really don't care. They feel secure in their relationship, like I do with my man.
No, I'm not talking about you. I mean the husband. If you're thinking about John Edwards and how big he is, and they've been reporting about the size, your husband's going to feel
size
like you're
really doesn't matter.
About,
it matters about how the man treats the woman. And
may I say, can I just say something, ma'am? You don't.
Can I speak?
I know, but you don't sound old enough to be having this conversation.
Hold on up there. Christina, how old are you?
I'm 21.
Okay, she's old enough, all right?
Well, she sounds like a kid.
She's a married woman. Go ahead, Christina.
Yes, I am, and he's a soldier, and I'm very proud of him, and we don't have that many encounters.
Yes, as well you should be proud of him.
Well, okay.
No, we don't have that many encounters, and when we do, all I can do is think about how wonderful he is. So I don't really care.
Okay, are you thinking about, but you're not thinking about John Edwards at all?
Why
Because what I'm trying to say is, because
Why
they've been reporting on the...
She has a soldier. She has a soldier for a husband. She doesn't have John Edwards. She doesn't have some mealy-mouthed little cheating worm like John Edwards. She's got a man. You see?
Well, yeah, but he's John Edwards has the large penis, is what I was trying to say.
Will you listen to what the women are saying instead of your freaking insecurity?
The majority of women don't care about size. It's about how the man treats the woman. I mean, if you
Steve,
and you have little thought about women just think about size all the time, then you're going to be insecure when you find out that a man has a larger penis than,
okay,
you know, normal men.
Have you had sex with your husband since the news came out about John Edwards and the girth?
Yes. And I don't care. Like, it.
You know, I find it so hard to believe how convenient that is for you.
You find it hard to believe why?
Oh, she just, it so happens. Why would you come on the air and like?
You know something? I don't want to hear you accuse us. I want to ask you a question, Steve, okay?
All right.
Do you like women with really big breasts?
Well, I guess.
Yeah, but your wife, you fell in love with her and you like sex with her. Does she have big breasts?
No.
Okay. It's the same thing. Guys may think big breasts are interesting, but they don't necessarily fall in love with women who have big breasts. They don't necessarily have the best sex of their lives with women who've got big breasts. You understand?
Yeah, I don't know. It's different for women. They're always looking at...
What are you talking... Okay, Christina, thank you very much for your call, and our very best to your family and to your husband, your soldier.
Thank you.
877-876-PHIL. That was Christina. Let's go to Teresa on the Phil Hendry Show in Clarksville, Tennessee. Teresa, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I want to agree with the last caller. It has nothing to do with the size. It has to do with your relationship with your spouse. Yes, I've heard about the John Edwards thing, but it doesn't affect my life in the way it affects this man. I just don't understand his rational thinking or irrational thinking when it comes to this. When you're with
I'm
sorry to hear that you're having such an issue with this. Because when you're with your mate and your spouse, it's supposed to be about expressing love for one another, and it should be an intimate thing. It's not about what magazine you just read or what news article, you know, that you're looking into. It just doesn't make any sense. I think you're looking at this wrong. Your wife must love you or she wouldn't be married to you. She must enjoy the intimacy of the sex that you have, the love making. It doesn't have anything to do with the size. It has to do with your connection with her and
showing emotion. But the last time we met, she just had looked at a show. She just had looked at Elizabeth. She just had looked at the Elizabeth Edwards show. See?
But why do you think that she would even be thinking about that anymore? I mean, you hear so
because
many
of Elizabeth Edwards.
Elizabeth Edwards.
Well.
You're thinking she made the connection between Elizabeth Edwards and John Edwards. Boy, your wife's having to make all these leaps and bounds.
Yeah, I feel sorry for her because she's just trying to express love for you, and you're not allowing her to do that.
Well, gentlemen, I don't know how this gentleman, not gentleman, I'm sorry, the lady is saying...
That's the second time now, and that's extremely rude. Okay, we all don't fit in a cookie-cutter world. I have a deep voice. That does not make me any less feminine, okay?
I understand that.
I'm not making fun of your high voice, okay, and saying you're a girl. That is rude.
I forgot.
So many issues. My God.
I don't have no issue. I'm just trying to say.
If you are suing over something.
Can I ask you a question then? I know you're a woman.
Why?
And I apologize. Can I ask you a question? Are you
What are you going to ask?
Are you taller than 6 feet tall?
Will you get off that kick?
Is your weenie any bigger than 1 inch? Okay, then. You know what is the point? And I'm sorry. Believe me. Okay, so my God.
That's
why
I certainly understand. I understand,
whatever.
Teresa.
What'd she say she had?
The lady had cancer of the throat.
Well, that don't make her less than 6'2".
Are you an idiot or something in her throat, man? Her throat.
Oh.
And she hung up. She hung up, and she thinks that I'm the back end of a horse. Not you. Me.
Well, What if I didn't do anything wrong?
Oh, there you are with this whole, excuse me, sir. Are you taller than 6'2"?
Well, I think it's a normal.
Oh, shut up. 877-876-PHIL. Mr. Stephen Bozell. More of your calls coming up on this issue of John Edwards and the size of his manhood and his lovemaking ability, and Mr. Bozell suing to suppress that news because it invades the privacy of bedrooms across America. 877-876-PHIL, a world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And coming up, more of your calls, plus the Texas Board of Education changes social studies standards. Whee! Sexy!
Bill Hendry.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Stephen Bozell with me. Mr. Bozell, during our break, you were talking about the politics of this. You're a conservative, correct?
Yes, sir.
Do you really honestly think that this plays into how much coverage this is getting?
Well, Mr. Hendry, I don't think that there's any doubt. We have a liberal media in this country that is, boy, intent on pushing the liberal agenda of the Obama and all of these. If John Edwards was a conservative, all you'd be hearing about is, you know, probably how small it is and how he can't make love to a woman any good. But because he's a liberal, we're hearing all about it, and we're hearing about it constantly. And I think that it's an invasion, especially for those of us who have decent human or family human values and want to have a decency in their home and have your wife love you and...
Are you all right, sir?
It's a little bit emotional.
Why are you emotional? I'm just curious.
Why am I emotional? Huh?
Yeah.
I think anybody is going to get emotional when you think that the woman that you've loved for 15 years is thinking about John Edwards. Big size of his penis.
All right, you know, you've heard countless women here saying that this is not what a woman thinks of. That just doesn't matter to you, huh?
Sir, you know, women, you said it, women are going to say what makes a man feel good.
Oh, but they're not going to lie about something that is as profound as that. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Margo. Margo, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Stephen Bozell.
Mr. Bozell, I would like to ask you, how do you know what size John Edwards' penis is?
They were reporting on it. There'd been a videotape, apparently, that made the rounds. And so you asking about it.
But I'm asking you a question,
worried.
So don't ask me a question with a question.
No, it makes me worried
but
about it.
But did you see the videotape?
I don't have that kind of interest in a man, you know what.
Well, obviously you do. You've got this big lawsuit, and all you've done is talk about his penis size since you've been on the show.
They've been talking about it in the news.
Well, but you're talking about it, so you must have an interest in it.
Well, now you're asking me about it, so you must have an interest in it.
Well, no, you're making a suit and claim, and you're talking about women and how women fantasize and would like to be with a man because of his penis size, but for a fact, you don't know what his penis size is.
Well, they've reported it, ma'am, and it's been reported in a number of publications. It's been reported by enough news sources that we can pretty much assume it. And the other thing is, you know what they say.
Absolutely not. And I met John Edwards when he was running for president in Jackson, Mississippi, in a small gathering. And I liked John Edwards because I thought he was a family man and a nice man. And when I heard about all the scandal and all that, he disgusts me. I no longer, you know, have the same thoughts about him being a great president or a great family man. And absolutely not what I not fantasize.
Now you're asking about his penis.
I'm asking you,
in him or?
How do you know? I mean, I really think you're a sick man.
Are you
and I really
him?
Think that you're...
Wait. Let the lady finish what she's saying here, Stephen. You know,
I just wondered, is she interested in him?
She just got done telling you that she doesn't like him anymore. She thought that the guy was a class act until she found out about this Riel Hunter stuff.
Yes, sir, but here she is calling me up and wanting details about what I seen or what on the penis.
No, I think you're a talking head and you don't listen. You've called a woman a man. You've called somebody else something. You didn't even get the fact when the man called in and said, I've been married 7 years, and he had a conversation, was trying to have a conversation with you. And then you go, are you married? So I really don't think you listen. I think in your head, you have in your mind that, first of all, your wife fantasizes about John Edwards is what you're saying. And so you classify all women with your wife. And I think you have an individual problem there. It's you and your wife.
You met him, and after meeting him, you have now been called. You called me up to say, "Well, can you give me the lowdown on his penis?" That's all.
No. You twist.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Hey, you twist things around.
Phil Hendry.